Welcome to the Resurgence Audio Podcast. Resurgence is a community platform for spiritual development, and our mission is to learn to live as God intended. For more info on the Resurgence platform, or to get on the waiting list for the launch of the platform, please visit www.joinresurgence.com. Thanks once again for tuning in.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ben Richard, and I am the lead communicator here at Resurgence. You're listening to episode 67, and the title of today's episode is The Priority of Peace. Now, given the world that we live in today, and with everything that's going on, we could definitely use a lot more peace in our lives. But when you look at the subject of peace in the scriptures, you quickly realize that there are two kinds of peace that exist. One is of the world and the other is of the spirit. The peace that is of the world is the kind of peace that exists in the absence of conflict, in the absence of stress or fear or anger or anxiety or maybe even restlessness. And then there's the peace that is given to us by God through His Spirit. And this is the kind of peace that comes through relationship with God. And there are three things that I want to highlight to you about this kind of peace today that I believe will be a source of encouragement to you no matter what season of life you're in. Jesus speaks of these two different kinds of peace in John chapter 14 and verse 27 when He says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Jesus is obviously speaking about the kind of peace that comes through the Spirit by faith in Him. It's a gift from God. It's a gift that the world cannot give us. Now, when we normally think about peace, we think about peace as it exists in the absence of conflict, but that's not the kind of peace that God offers us. The kind of peace that God offers us is far greater than just what we experience in the absence of conflict, stress, anxiety, etc. The kind of peace that God gives us is an abiding peace. It's a peace that stays with us. It's a peace that remains with us if we truly are in the habit of practicing it, experiencing it even daily in our times with Him. This peace begins to lead our lives, govern our lives, and we begin to feel like we're almost unshakable. Now, the first point that I want to establish about the peace of God is that it transcends all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Paul, in the passage of scripture here, is telling us about a peace that exceeds anything we can understand. In another version of the Bible, it says that it transcends all understanding. And what this simply means is that you could be finding yourself in a situation that would otherwise cause you to panic, it would otherwise cause you to worry or have anxiety, but somehow and supernaturally, you just have a deep sense of peace. This deep sense of peace comes to you because you're living in Christ and you are in an active, engaged, and growing relationship with God, your Father. Imagine having that kind of peace in your life. Peace that you can quickly access, maybe even in moments where you might feel afraid or anxious or sad or low about something. You're just able to turn to God and experience and live in that peace where your mind might even tell you, why are you so at peace, but your heart is so deeply rooted and anchored in God, knowing that He's going to work all things out for your good. That knowing you better than you know yourself, having numbered the very hairs on your head, having given you every breath that you have in this life, God has a destiny, He has a bright future in store for you, and everything is going to be okay. Imagine living with that conviction. You would be the kind of unshakable person that would be inspiring to others. People would be drawn to you, wondering why you carry the kind of peace that you carry in life. That is the kind of peace that God offers us through relationship with Him, a peace that transcends all understanding. The second point I want to make about this peace is that the peace of God strengthens us in troubled times. In Psalm chapter 29 and verse 11, it says, "The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace." See, peace can come to you as strength in a moment where you could otherwise be worried, afraid, anxious, stressed, or even restless. And this kind of peace can only come to you when you know for a fact that your life is secure and safe in God. It shows up as a strength where other people might feel weak. You will feel strong because you know who you are and whose you are. The third point I want to make about peace is that peace is restorative and reassuring. Psalm chapter 4 and verse 8 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." David is writing these words as he is running for his life from Saul the king. Saul wants to have David killed because he does not want David to take the throne. King Saul was jealous of David. He was jealous of the favor that David had found with God. He was jealous of the fact that God had called David to be king of Israel. He was jealous of the fact that David was able to defeat the enemies of Israel that Saul himself was unable to defeat. And yet, while David was alone in the wilderness of Judea, running for his life, he said, "In peace I will lie down and I will sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." So keep these three points in mind. Number one, the peace of God transcends all understanding. Number two, it will strengthen you in troubled times. And number three, it is restorative and reassuring. I'm going to leave you with this one verse, and then I'm going to give you an exercise to do today. The verse I'm going to leave you with is in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Listen to this carefully. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." The best way that you can begin to experience the peace of God in your life is by practicing the presence of God in prayer. Prayer is nothing but conversation with God. It's the kind of conversation where you approach Him as a child of God, as His son or His daughter. You know that He is God and you are not. And so yes, there's respect, there's honor, there's reverence when you approach God. But you also approach Him with bold confidence, knowing that you can be in His presence, not because of anything that you've done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. You have rightful access to God the Father. And once you're in conversation with Him, it would also help if you take the scriptures that you have read and you pray those scriptures back to Him. This will help you to keep your thoughts on God. I love the Bible because when I read the Bible, I begin to see new things almost every time I open the book. I will read the scriptures until I feel like something jumps out at me. And when something jumps out at me, when something catches my attention, when it sparks my curiosity, I will then turn it to God in prayer and say, "Lord, what are you trying to show me here? What does this show me about you? What does this show me about myself? Is there anything that you would like to say to me through this?" And sometimes, especially through the Psalms or the Proverbs, I begin to pray these scriptures back to the Lord. So I want you to try that today. I want you to open up to Psalm chapter 23. Psalm chapter 23 is a psalm where David finds himself in conflict, yet experiencing the peace of God because he says that the Lord is his shepherd. So open up to Psalm 23. and begin reading it. And as you're reading it, I want you to stop after every couple of verses and just pray it back to the Lord. Speak to the Lord using these verses. Internalize it. Make yourself the subject matter. Meaning, when you read Psalm 23, imagine yourself as David and allow God to speak to you through the scriptures in the place of prayer today. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word and the presence of your spirit in our lives. We thank you, Father, that peace has been bought for us through what Jesus did on the cross, that we do not have to work to earn the peace that you give us, but we are freely gifted it through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, I just pray for the person that is listening to this podcast right now. If he or she is in a place where they feel like they need peace in their life, I pray, Lord, that you would be the Prince of Peace to them. That Holy Spirit, you would come as the Comforter, that you would come as the presence of peace in their life, that you would reassure them in places where there might be worry or fear or doubt, or maybe even some kind of anxiety, anger, whatever it is, Lord, that has taken them out of the state of peace. Lord, I just pray that you would bring peace into their life, Lord, that you would begin to reassure them, that you would begin to bring a sense of safety and security to them. And I thank you, Father, for your work in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. I look forward to being back with you once again tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless.